In his State of the Union address tonight, President Bush will talk about how the country is doing and where it's going. For a different perspective, Morning Edition turned to Americans whose voices you've heard here this past year to comment on the state of their union. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
We called people around the country of various ages and economic circumstances. As it turned out, none of those we spoke with were touched directly by two of America's biggest news stories, the war in Afghanistan and the collapse of Enron. The September 11th tragedy continued to reverberate, and all were very much focused on their own jobs and paychecks. Abby Ford is struggling. We first spoke to her last April at her home in Erie, Pennsylvania. At the time, her biggest worry was how to pay for her very sick husband's very expensive prescription drugs. In order to qualify for federal assistance, she was forced to cut her work hours to less than half time. Abby Ford's husband died last May, and then she went out and got two jobs.
It's basically still about survival for me right now. I work at McDonald's a few days a week and work the graveyard shift at a potato chip plant that pays an average of $7.50 an hour. You know, I don't have training to get a real high-paying job at this point in my life. I'm 52 and, you know, not really thinking about going back to college or anything.
The State of the Union addresses speak to the future of the country.
Yeah.
What about your personal future? Looking ahead, are you positive? Do you think you're going in the right direction?
I think I have to change some directions, but... Yeah, I am positive. I'm trying to discover who I am. And at first, that was very frightening because I was so much a part of my husband. Now I'm just kind of looking to see what I can do, maybe improve the lives of my kids. But yeah, I'm positive. I am very positive.
According to a new New York Times CBS News poll, the economy has nudged aside the fight against terrorism as the issue most Americans want politicians to make their top priority. Randy Eddy of La Crosse, Wisconsin, has been in the insurance business for 34 years.
We're right now in the middle of an extremely hard insurance market, and so we have to deal with that daily to try to protect our clients, to keep the premium somewhat sane. So it's a very tough market right now, called a hard market, and it's difficult to deal with.
We encountered Randy Eddy last spring at a moment of real physical hardship, a natural disaster, in fact. His comfortable home on the banks of the Mississippi was deep in muddy water, and Wisconsin had declared a state of emergency there.
The flood of the year 2001 was a very traumatic thing, and it was for my family. We fought for a month the waters of the Mississippi, and of course, when you live on the Mississippi, that's part of life, but you really don't expect that it's going to be right in your backyard. And yet, when you look at the 911 tragedy, I mean, it's just hard to put those things in relation to the little bit of struggle that we had and look at the major traumatic things that people out there have gone through.
Well, then it puts things quite seriously in perspective.
It really does. You know, the waters are back in the banks of the Mississippi, and yet I think the country, you know, is going to be for a long time trying to put together their lives as to how to deal with these things that we're going to be now maybe ever more facing in the future.
Further west in Seattle, Lisa Power had a different sort of year. She first spoke to us last fall while styling a client's hair at the upscale salon where she works. Seattle itself had just come off an astonishing run of good times.
We were on a high. I bought a house. My 401k was doing fantastic. And then, as you know, everything just kind of came tumbling down. All the dot-coms bit it. Boeing started having lots of trouble. Our housing market has stalled out. You know, it was just like everything that could have happened started happening. Lots of people are laid off at this point. And I wouldn't say the recession has actually helped me as a hairdresser. I would say that I'm in an industry that is somewhat recession-proof, fortunately. People may slow down on the clothing that they buy, and they may slow down on buying cars and things like that, but people will still pay to look good.
Is your sense of a purpose in life or your sense of the people around you?
Yes.
How would you measure that against last year?
I think that's huge, and I think that's a really good point. This is a perfect example. I've always been proud of being an American, you know, but it came more to the forefront after September 11th. With my house came a flagpole that was out front, and I really didn't like it, and I never put a flag up. I really kind of wanted to take it down. And after September 11th, I was horrified. I didn't have a flag to put up there, and I had to wait, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks to be able to buy a flag because there was such a run on them. And I tell you, I won't be taking that flag down.
For those we spoke to, the September terrorism attacks seem not to have damaged their sense of well-being, but rather, combined with the surge of patriotism that followed, to have enhanced it. Beyond that, Aaron Feuerstein received an unexpected reward for keeping his business on American soil. We profiled him because he had done a rare thing. When his factory, Malden Mills, burned down 6 years ago, he chose to rebuild right there in Lawrence, Massachusetts, rather than move the textile operation overseas. By November, the weakening economy, the fire, and some bad business decisions had taken their toll, and this beacon of corporate responsibility was forced to reorganize under Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Now, 2 months later, things are looking up, thanks in part to a $17 million contract from the U.S. military.
In the military, the government insists, if at all possible, that the garment making all be made in the United States. And we are producing the latest state-of-the-art garments for the military, and we here are very proud about it.
So how would you sum up, then, the state, as it were, of your union?
The state of our union here at Malden Mill, over and above the difficulties of Chapter 11, we are more confident than ever that the year 2002 is going to be a breakthrough year for us. We have met our financial projections. We are looking forward to a substantial profit, whilst in the year 2001, we did not have that profit.
Aaron Feuerstein, thanks very much for talking.
I want to quote you some poetry. Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote a great poem, Ulysses, and I'll quote you just from the end of it, okay?
Sure.
Though much is taken, much abides. In other words, there's a hell of a lot left. One even temper of heroic hearts, made weak by time and fate, but strong in will to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield.
Aaron Feuerstein, reading from Alfred Lord Tennyson. We also spoke to Lisa Power, Randy Eddy, and Abby Ford, voices heard last year on Morning Edition. The president will give his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress tonight. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.